One of the tricky things about writing a blog as a musician, or writing songs as a musician, writing anything as anyone really, is figuring out who your audience is, who you're supposed to be writing for, who is going to appreciate what you're doing. And quite often you feel really limited by what you think is your audience. But I was thinking today, when I'm reading blogs, I subscribe to about 50 or so, not all of them very high volume, so it doesn't take me too long to read them, thank God. But I maybe read one in 5 or 6 posts, and out of those, only half will I read the whole thing. I don't unsubscribe from them, I still find them really useful and interesting, but if there's an article about something that isn't exactly my area of interest, or that I don't find interesting for other reasons, I skip it, go to the next one, wait for them to write something else. Kind of the same with songs, you know, you hear a band, a song really grabs you, you love it, you listen to it. Another one doesn't, you don't forget about the band forever, you don't stop liking the songs you like. So I was just thinking about that, because I got a lot of blog posts to write, writing up Ben's big gig, and all of the technical parts of it, all of the musical parts, all of the logistical parts of organising a big gig like that. They're all going to be interesting to different people. Musicians, geeks, techies, web people, and the people who are at the gig, and people who watched it online. So I'm just going to write each blog post, and make each website, and make each video, and all those kinds of things, for the people who are going to find it interesting, i.e. whoever the hell finds it interesting. Which is kind of freeing and nice. So I'm going to spend the evening planning out loads of blog posts without worrying about whether people are going to like them or not. Genius. Anyway, that's enough of me rambling. Talk soon. Bye.